People will talk. Welcome to a special edition of our podcast. We are in the middle of Plaza de España. We will be walking. You will hear ambient noises. Let this enrich you as you close your eyes. It's like ASMR or something like that, but not as dodgy. And we're here for a couple of reasons, because they have basically reformed the Plaza de España. This was Carmena's plan when the lefties were in power. Then the conservatives kicked off when they got power, but they followed through with it anyway. And it's turned out quite nicely. And not only that, but it links to a new thoroughfare linking Plaza España to the Palacio, which never existed before. And now you can see the side of the building, which is going to be amazing. So we have some experience of this area. We worked quite close to here. We can see it right here.
Yeah. And,
of course, for people new to the podcast, who are you?
I'm Mary. I'm here. Hello.
Great stuff.
I'm still here.
So we are freezing. We're going to walk momentarily, but we are familiar with this area for another reason as well, because close to the Palacio, well, that's where we started our Irish in Madrid tour. So I think we'll have reminiscences about that, things related to the history of Irish refugees in the Spanish capital as well as kind of commenting what we're seeing and just a general vibe and all that. And, we can also see, we can hear sirens in the background now. That just shows how we're in the street, in the thick of it. And the Christmas trees are already up as well. It's not even December, so...
Yeah. Lights are being turned on Friday or something like that.
That's crazy. Let's don't say anything for a second. This is the sound of Madrid on November, whatever today is, 2021.
It's like we're in the Bronx or something. It's actually ambulances, it's not police.
No, it's police.
Oh, no, it is police.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
So, well, let's move away from that and start walking.
I'm coming to get you.
Let's start walking. So, okay, you are you're not from Madrid, but you are from Spain. So, and you've called Madrid home longer than I have. So, this is something that's quite a substantial change. How are you freaking out now, or how do you feel about it?
It's really nice. To be honest, I've always hated this square. Like, I really don't like that statue, which they've kept. But now, because there's so much more space around it, it's not. Just before, it was like really dirty and very crowded, and there wasn't enough space to walk around, so it wasn't nice. But that's all been changed, so it is lovely now, to be honest.
They put in a fountain. There is a couple of statues here. One is of Cervantes and Sancho Pancho.
Sancho Pancho?
That's the servant, isn't it?
Sancho Panza. Sancho Pancho.
I think I'm thinking of an island, a party island or something. I don't know.
Poncho, you're thinking of poncho. Poncho is a drink.
No, poncho is what Clint Eastwood wears.
Also, as well, but poncho is a... no, that's ponche. We're close enough. Anyway, yes.
Okay, well, the reliability of what we'll be telling in this tour will not be up to standard, probably.
Yeah,
but they've removed... Yeah, you're right, they've really widened it. There's a huge circle here. They have put a lot of sculptures, removed a lot of shrubbery, to be fair. And so there are a lot of brown areas. If we keep walking here past the first statue that you hate, and the fountain, we'll see a lot more brown areas that presumably they will plant in the near future.
They have put really big benches. Do you remember the other day we went to a pseudo botanical garden, and there was like what we thought was the biggest bench ever in the world?
Yeah.
So this one is not far off.
Well, it's perfect for this kind of post-COVID time, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least you can keep the distance. I mean, you can get like about, it's like 2 meters long, and you can get about like 3 people.
Yeah.
With
the distance and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we are, you can hear the water in the background now, so we are passing the fountain, and we're hitting the thoroughfare towards the Palacio now as well. So you, in all my time here, I've never seen the side of the building, and it's a gorgeous side of the building. Before, was this visible and it was covered up, or even when you were young, it was completely invisible to people from the street?
No, we You have seen it, it's just not from this point of view, because you could see it from the park, and we have been in the park of the palace. We even have a picture with one of Finnish palms there.
Yeah.
So you could see it, but you just couldn't see it from this square that we're at, which is like 5 minutes away. So it's nice because they've opened it all up in a way that means that you can see afar, which is not something very common in the center of the city, obviously.
And it is one of the places in the city as well where you get great views of the rest of the city. But it's close to Temple of Delboy, which is close to your heart as an Egyptologist. And also, it's close to, the palace is what we're talking about here as well. So we do have that tour of Irish people in Madrid. The first stop was always your stop, the palace. So what are your favorite tidbits? Mine are like the fire in the palace. And people throwing Velázquez's out the window. Is that the thing you wanted to talk about?
I was going to say the same thing about the Velázquez paintings being thrown out of the window.
Well, it's a tour that was quite successful, fortunately. And the last point is the Basilica Francisco El Grande, where has the honour, if you want to call it that, of having a lot of poor and rich Irish people buried there as well. So the last stop of the Irish tour does lead inevitably to death as well. But in between we have the Irish College, which talks about all the people that study there as priests to be sent off to Ireland or other places, and also another stop that we can talk about as well is the Plaza de, you can say it better.
Ooh, La del Cordón.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Where they killed a famous Irishman when he came out of church.
No, no, that was another plaza, but it's close to there, though.
It's the same plaza.
So, no, it's not the same plaza. Thankfully, we never had this argument in front of customers
but
on the tour.
Close enough, yeah.
So I can see you, you know, looking around. Is it because people are looking at us as
no,
we walk through?
No, it's because the statue that I hate,
yeah,
it's not as awful now.
Yeah.
Because before it had kind of like a lake in front.
Yeah.
But it was like a pond, and it was like quite dirty, and you couldn't really access it, and it looked like really dated. But now they've put sort of like, I don't know, a patch of land that I assume nice things will grow on, and it looks nicer. So
okay,
slight improvement on the statue.
It's Madrid is like we mentioned this before, like we don't really think about this, you know, city planners think about this, the walkability of cities, but basically cities are more livable and more enjoyable to be in if they're walkable. Melbourne, Boston as well are cities that score very highly on these things because they're very walkable. But Madrid surreptitiously is becoming more walkable. So do you feel happier in Madrid? Is this like a city that's becoming more open and more easily traversed, you know, that there's here they're doing these works, but also they're doing bits and pieces, they're opening up pedestrianized areas and making it more pedestrian friendly. So Madrid is changing as we speak.
No. This was a project that was already there, like you said, and you know, luckily, because in Spain normally the case is, well, if the government changes and it's a conservative instead of socialist, or the other way around, it's like, oh, we just scrap the plan from before. But this one was kept, and rightly so, not to a full extent, but enough. And it's really nice. Everything else, no, I mean, the city is just getting worse and worse. From my point of view, it's less and less walkable. But that makes me, okay, takes me to the question that I really wanted to ask you.
Oh.
Which is, how do you know so much about walking?
Well, that's a project. Well, this is the thing, because like whenever we have a project together, you never want to talk about it until it's like 6 months down the, you know, it's been published 6 months later, and now it's something I'm working on. So I was like, well, tell us all, spill the beans. But no, I'm not going to do that right now. But I will say I have an interest in walking for professional purposes, apart from what the walking tour, of course. And if looks could kill, listeners, I would be stone dead right now. You can take me to San Fernando el Grande.
San Francisco. Right? There's no such a thing as San Fernando el Grande for all these reasons, you know. But look, now you can see the side of the palace that you said you hadn't seen before.
Well, yeah, it's really great because normally when you're in front of the palace, you can see the Plaza Oriente, where you have Chinese people offering foot massages. You have statues that were originally on the The roof kind of placed around the park. There's people usually dancing there. There's usually music there as well. And you can kind of see the opera house there as well. And there's lots of kind of lights and atmosphere. And also when the sun's coming down, you can kind of get a sense of that as well. And the colours of that night sky that turns tonight around the palace gives it a very special aura. But this is the first time we can kind of see it from this angle. And it's again, I'll use this word again, surreptitiously. It's kind of peeking out of the trees. And it's quite nice. You don't really get a great sense of its grandeur from this point. But as we continue along, I do know that we will see more of the facade on the side as well. And
you wonder what it's going to be like in other moments of the year, because it might look slightly different with the trees. It might actually clear up. You might get to see more.
But do those trees lose their foliage?
Well, they might, you know. There's a huge one there that we could do, or they could do with getting rid of. No, I'm joking. But I don't know, because in general, obviously, trees lose their leaves.
After evergreen.
By now, when they are not evergreen.
In fact, I think they're like pine trees, which never lose their...
All right, forget about that. Fine, just put some bubbles there and make a Christmas tree.
Which, yeah. We're also walking past the Senate. So, like, this is a building that obviously you see it, it's there. We've walked past it many times. But is this a building that you think people in Madrid take notice of? It's a circular building.
I don't even think people know it's the Senate. It hadn't really, you know, that connection. I hadn't really made that connection in my head.
Well, it's written on the side of the building.
Well, okay, that's why I said I hadn't made that connection, like, mentally. Obviously, like, you made that connection. No, you didn't. It's just, like, you saw it written down.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't have guessed it was a Senate, no, to be honest.
Look,
with you.
Look, there's a nice fountain there. That's new as well.
It has, like, a palm frond or something in the centre of it as well. But it's quite nice as well. So we're kind of coming... I guess there's three parts to this. We start off in the park with the statue, and then there's this kind of little thoroughfare connecting that part to the final stretch of the thoroughfare, which encompasses the new side of the palace, and then going to the part of the palace you could always go to as well. So we're two-thirds through this kind of walk. It doesn't really take very long, 10-15 minutes, no, to kind of take it all in.
We're walking really slowly, but yeah, probably 5 minutes is enough.
So now we're kind of getting a proper glimpse of what was previously under wraps or unseen. So how are you feeling now?
I'm frozen and it's starting to rain, but no, it is nice, and I think it's a nice time of the day to look at it, you know. They've only just opened it today, and obviously there are a lot of people walking around just to have a look. And we are now passing by the remains, or we're walking on top of the remains of like horse barracks that they were, that belonged to the palace. And there was a bit of a controversy when they found them just here. As we're walking on them, they've buried them. And yeah, they promised that they would keep at least some of them so that people could see them, because they're like from the 17th century, I believe, and you know, historical remains, but like many other things that just go in the capital and never to be seen again. I don't know if in the end they have left any visible remains.
Well, it is something that has happened in capitals. I think, we were discussing this when we had our Joyce event, that a lot of Joyce locations that are either mentioned in the book or he was there himself were just, you know, have been demolished, put up banal hotels and stuff. But, you know, when you walk past the palace, like, there's also a church there. You can enter, like, a crypt. And if you go even beyond that, you can kind of see the old walls of the city as well, which we have seen before as well. And close to that is also another building. Maybe you can describe in more detail, because I don't remember quite what's in there. But I remember we had an argument with the person there, because she kept offering me something in English, and I was like, I can read Spanish, and then I kept asking her for something in Irish.
Yeah.
She was like, what is Gaelic?
Yeah. So. No, it was because she wasn't very nice. It's the crypt of the cathedral.
Yeah.
But also we read that you could go up the tower of the cathedral, and there's some beautiful views and all that, but you're supposed to like go in through the crypt. And when we walked in, she wasn't particularly friendly, and she just kept on saying, "Gay, what?" Which kept, we both hate when people do that.
No, she kept saying "what" because like I kept, because she was kind of annoying me about the whole thing. So I was kind of like, "Do you have an Irish?" Because like, you know, there's no point offering to me in English because I can read Spanish as well. So and she just goes like, "What is this? Gay, gay,
gay?" No, she only said that to piss her off because she was already like sort of like being, you know,
uncooperative.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So there's also a park down there. Is that still accessible?
It should be. I don't know exactly what they're doing, whether you're going to be able to get in at an earlier stage. But yeah, we've been there a few times and that was already all landscaped. So I'm not entirely sure what they're doing. It's worth saying it's still a bit of a building site in a way. Even as we were walking along, I saw a couple of shovels.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, so just to ask that question as well, some guy was peering through the builder's net, covering the place to see what's there. But before they would run tours through there as well. So I imagine like they wouldn't just cut off a whole tour section of the tourist industry here. Wouldn't make a lot of sense. So yeah, that's probably will be opened up. So yeah, it's all partial stages and things are opening up. But we have reached now the corner of the side of the build of the palace. So we're very close to it now, and we'll be stepping over momentarily to the part that we're more familiar with. But we can see lots of columns, lots of windows. You can probably think that just sounds like a building, any building in the world. But there are like some nice architectural features on the top of the building as well.
We are going to take a picture when we get to the corner.
Yeah, of course, and that can be the
cover.
The cover, yeah, so you can see what we're talking about. Good thinking, because for the last podcast, we didn't put the cover we said we were going to put. So
no. It's tradition.
Exactly. So yeah, it's kind of a place, you know. It's very close to Seoul. You know, if you're familiar with Madrid, if you're not, we can paint you a picture because you're at the palace. You can walk to Opera, which is where the opera is, of course, and that's another little square. You can go to another square in the Seoul, which is the center of the city. And here, it's hard to describe the kind of vibe here. You know, you can walk around. There's not really many places you can go. There's not many shops or anything, but it's just a place that's pleasant for walking or skating or taking pictures of certain things. And as we said, it's like 10 minutes walk from the city centre, so if you want something more action-packed, you can definitely go there. So yes, a question I think people would be interested in is, do the Spanish royal family ever reside here in the palace?
No, not here. They have another one. They're never here. Only for, you know, when there's events or whatever.
Well, I heard that whenever they're here, they can't go into the palace. They put up the special flag, and they do spend some time here. Like,
is that like in Buckingham?
No,
I've never heard that before here. But
it's either that or they go to Airbnbs every weekend. Who knows?
Maybe,
you know. So yeah, and it's a very. We'll take a picture of this as well, and we'll put it on our Instagram, which we'll put the link in the description. But it's just a whole boulevard. It's more or less empty of people, and just all these lamps lighting up into the distance. And you know, I'm sure somebody could drink, singing in the rain here or something, and bounce off the lamp posts. This is essentially the end of the
walk.
Any final comments about this little recorrido in Spanish?
In Spanish, you want me to comment?
No,
in
the
Spanish?
Recorrido is Spanish. Yeah, I know.
No, I think, in the end it's a good job, it's quite pleasant, and it's just nice to have some open space, and I think this really needed that because it was, a part of it had been done years ago, and then the other part was like really dated, and you know, there's always traffic jams there, and it's yet to be seen how they're going to fix the traffic, but at least, you know, it's more open, there's more greenery, so that's always positive.
Okay, so before we get hyperthermia, as the rain gets heavier, this is me saying good luck.
Me saying bye.